have a separate name if you were talking about just a street that was off down in a neighborhood that really, no, not one of the major streets, but one of the main.
No, to me that's still.
Just a street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The university is University Avenue.
Right.
And Cantrell's called Cantrell Road, but that really doesn't fit too well, mm-hmm. to me anymore. Cantrell Road was a dirt road once,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's a major road
major
now.
Road. If there was a place where the railroad tracks go under, kind of underneath something, and then you can, you know, the cars can drive over it, one of those things they
An drive. Overpass.
Mm-hmm. And how about one where the cars go under the tracks would be an
overpass. No, underpass.
Yeah,
is that
the railroad is up here, and then the cars, yeah, just the opposite of the thing I said.
All right, underpass. You mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you park, like, on a neighborhood street,
mm-hmm.
when you have to just park, you don't go into the driveway.
Yeah.
Okay, you call that?
Parallel park.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a thing that the fire department would plug a
hydrant.
What kind of parking would be done at a shopping center?
What kind of parking?
Would it be angle parking or straight on parking or do you never think about that?
No.
Okay. Where would people park downtown? Like if it was a building with several levels to park in, it'd be taller.
That'd be the parking deck.
Okay.
Or you'd park, you know, on the street at a meter if you could find one. They're one of the parking decks.
What do you call the tall, real tall buildings in the city? You call them
skyscraper.
Do you know the term high rise?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that have to you? Is high rise limited to a place where people live, or could it also be a?
Well, I immediately think of where people live,
yeah.
but you know,
would you
it
call,
could
for
be.
For example, First National Bank. Would you call it a high?
Well, I wouldn't call it a skyscraper, so I guess I'd have to call it a high rise.
Yeah. You would, it's
but
not tall enough to be a skyscraper.
No, not to me.
Okay. Like in town where there is a kind of a passageway between buildings.
Alley.
Mm-hmm. In an area where buildings have been torn down and there's nothing been built on them yet, you'd call it a.
You mean a demolition site?
Okay.
Like that.
And then in a neighborhood, if a bunch of houses have been torn down and there's, or just say one thing where a house had been torn down and there was nothing there, you call it a vacant lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, vacant lot.
I think these are much harder to think of.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you get a drink of water in a public building?
The water fountain.
If you were talking about, now this is not brand name, but
mm-hmm.
a small car with two bucket seats, just a
sports
car.
Okay.
Now a car that just had two doors, you'd call it a
two door.
Okay. How about if it had four, you'd call it?
You'd call it either a sedan or a four door.
You know what you would call like a great big car, not, you know, like a Cadillac, but, well, not
bigger than that.
No, not necessarily even a Cadillac, not, but a car that was like a great big car, but it was real fancy.
A luxury car.
Okay. Do you know any names if you were making fun of people who drive the car? You know, like the kind of cars with the, what do they call them, gangster tires on them. Have you ever heard that called anything like a pimp mobile?
Oh, yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah, pimp mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
okay, one of those, well, it's sort of like in between a car and a truck.